Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
I want to talk about this other case, this the woman, I think people have seen the clip by now. The murder victim's brother was hugging her in court and forgiving her for what happened. So tell me what your thoughts on this are, because there's a lot of really conflicting information on this as far as did the system work? Should she have gotten the sentence? What do you think?
I think if you weren't in the courtroom on the jury, it's going to be real difficult to know what really happened, because I've heard one version where she got there. She had just worked a 15-hour shift. She was tired. She gets off the elevator on the wrong floor, walks to the, and they're identical, like a hotel.
There was
you know?
A red doormat, though, in front of one and not the other. But was that's kind
well,
of,
yeah, you know, but that's how, do you look down when you walk? Most people don't. Hmm. Anyway. But the deal, and I said to my son yesterday, I said, but what about when her key didn't work to open the door?
Right.
The door was open. So she goes to put her key in and sees her door is open. She got suspicious, pulled her gun, and then walked in thinking this is her apartment.
Right.
That was broken into.
Because it was open.
Because it was open. And then she sees the guy. He comes at her. She shoots him.
Right.
But then there's other stories that are out that that's not what happened at all. There's some witnesses that say
there was no shouting or
there was no shouting, no yelling. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff out there. We don't know what was actually presented as legitimate evidence in the trial itself. We weren't on the jury.
And this would be a tough one. This would be a different kind of case. I mean, it's accidental. At the same time, somebody's dead, and obviously just being in his apartment and dead and not having done anything to deserve that, obviously. And so, my gosh, this would be a tough one for a jury.
Well, there's no apparent motive that I see.
No.
In any of the stories, there's no real apparent motive. Even the judge and the victim's brother seem to be showing a feeling that they don't necessarily think murder was the proper thing. A murder charge was not the proper thing here.
Right.
I don't either. I mean, from what I've read, I think involuntary manslaughter.
Because there was not an intended, going in to kill somebody. Intent,
but but they gave her 10 years, and I almost felt like the judge was apologizing to her, saying, "Look, I know you don't deserve this, but I have to do it to keep from having some real social issues cropping up that we don't want to deal with right now."
Right, right. white woman kills black man, because in the reverse, of course, we're always hearing that it's far worse.
Right.
And so 888-673-1450, if you'd like to weigh in on this, we have a few minutes to do that because, you know, everybody's, it seems as though everybody's got their stance. You know, one expose I was reading was the system worked and she deserved that sentence to 10 years. And other people are saying, well, this was an accident. She had a long shift. She was very tired, and this was an accident. And I'm not quite sure where anybody stands on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I've actually done this myself.
Yeah?
I was doing laundry. I went down two floors, did my laundry thing, came back up the other way on the other end of the building, and I walked to the door. I opened the door, and I was about to walk in. I'm like, this isn't my apartment.
Right.
So I shut the door quietly, and I went home. But, I mean, it's
it can
in
happen.
The Greek, it's a Greek word called fagnos.
Mm-hmm.
It's to murder, to lie in wait. Mm. And this was manslaughter.
Ah, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Good point.
Really,
really
appreciate that. Okay, we'll take another one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Well, there's different degrees of murder, and there's manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with last caller. This is a case where it was a second or third degree murder. First degree murder is premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
You plan, you carry it out intentionally, even if it's only a 10-second plan in advance. In this case, it was not manslaughter. He pointed a gun. She pointed a gun at him, and she knew what she was doing. She pulled it and killed him. That's murder, but it's not first degree if it's not premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it most likely wasn't first degree. But manslaughter is when you accidentally kill somebody because of your action, reckless action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in cars, when you run over somebody or you do something recklessly and somebody dies as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is murder, but it's not first degree.
How did you feel about the sentence?
Gosh, you shouldn't be pointing your gun and shooting somebody unless they're going to kill you, or they're using a force that could result in your own death.
Mm-hmm.
She overreacted, definitely overreacted, and she's law enforcement, so she should know even better. You do not shoot at somebody unless your life is being threatened.
Right.
And just by walking into the room, your life is not threatened.
Right, and
you
he didn't have a gun.
The least amount of force necessary to handle the situation. She obviously used too much.
Okay.
They're mitigating circumstances, but you know, being tired and all this sort of thing. But still,
all right. Thank you.
You can't be shooting people.
Thank you. I really appreciate the call. Thank you. Caller, go right ahead.
Now, what would the police tell you to do if you came home and found a burglar in your house?
Well,
to run.
Well,
it's pretty standard. It's pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
You go somewhere and call the police. You don't go in, even if you're a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
She screwed up. She screwed up. She didn't even follow the advice the police give.
Right.
So she had no business confronting what she thought was a burglar in her house. But she probably had comm gear. You should have called in.
Right. Thank you for that. And he didn't have a gun, correct? He didn't have a gun.
No.
He wasn't pointing a gun at her. Okay.
No.
I just wanted
but to... I the only difference of opinion I have with the caller is she screwed up. He said that. She screwed up. But is that murder?
Interesting.
Screwing up doesn't mean murder.
Okay.
I mean, there are other punishments less than murder that might cover screwing up.
Go ahead, caller. Hi, caller. Go ahead.
So, my opinion on this is kind of a different one, I think. Any time that you go to do something like that, like in the case of self-defense, in the end, you ultimately have to be in the right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you decide to kill somebody, but there is nothing about them that could be construed as they were attempting to hurt you.
A threat.
In the end, you're still wrong.
Mm.
It doesn't matter that, well, I got confused about what floor I was on or anything like that. Had he not pointed a weapon at her or whatever, I mean, in the end, he was defending his own property.
Right, right.
I mean, the stranger walked into his house, he sees her, he freaks out, and then she shoots and kills him. He was completely justified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Okay, yeah.
That's my two cents.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Mm.
Okay.
All right. Well, go ahead.
The judge gave a jury instruction that allowed the jury to consider that the police officer was using the castle defense. She was defending her castle.
Mm-hmm.
The judge told the jury they could consider that. They didn't.
Interesting.
But they were given that out right. to not convict her of murder based on that.
Okay. Caller, you got 30 seconds.
I just have two thoughts with this. Number one, the biggest story of this is with the guy's brother who went up and hugged her after the thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's really something yes. that should be focused on because mm-hmm. it will unify everything. The second part of this, I think, goes with the training as an officer of the law. She should be held to a higher accountability because she knows when and how and where to draw a firearm and to use a firearm.
Yeah.
And she used it incorrectly in this particular case. She didn't assess the situation. Again, we don't know what happened there.
Right.
But I lunged with a knife. But that's the bigger thing. I think the sentence is about right because she should know better.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for that. We'll take your calls right after the break. So go ahead and give us a call back in just a few minutes. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. Be right back.
Have you been struggling with erectile?
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly
when
Show.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Hey there, welcome back. And Kate Daly Show at your service. I've got Uncle Milty with me. And we were just discussing this case, and we'll take callers on this, 888-673-1450. This is the woman cop that went into the apartment of a man and ended up killing him, with her gun. After a long shift, she was tired and went in and thought she was in her apartment, apparently, and thought he was the, offending person. He thought she was coming in his apartment, wondering who she mm-hmm. was. So let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, Kate, since Investigator Dave isn't there, I will give you my professional 2 cents.
Well, I can't wait to hear. Go right ahead.
Okay. First of all, you get a case where this involves an overenthusiastic prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
We should know the law better than he does
mm-hmm.
because he tried her on first-degree murder. First-degree murder requires malice aforethought.
Right.
Malice is evil intent.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have malice aforethought. And it wouldn't be classified as second-degree murder because second-degree murder is like a crime of passion where you're angry, you want to hurt somebody,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily kill them, but somebody dies. Okay,
right.
So that didn't happen. And so this was clearly a case of voluntary manslaughter. She voluntarily shot the guy and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
But the prosecutor, in his exuberance and everything to get a murder case, he must have been fairly skillful to convince a jury that first-degree murder took place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately for her, with a first-degree murder conviction, she could have got up to life in prison, which she didn't.
Right.
She probably should have got maybe 2 to 4 years for the manslaughter. She got 10, but knowing the way the laws are and how overcrowded our prisons are, she'll probably be out within 2 to 3.
Mm.
And so that's mm-hmm. my professional
okay.
Breakdown of the case.
Thank
well
you.
Stated.
Thank you too. For that. Really appreciate your thoughts. Thanks so much.
He actually yeah. is right
mm-hmm.
in what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the scenario he gave is actually the case. The jury wasn't given the option of going for a lesser charge. They went for first-degree murder. They didn't say, but if you can't find first-degree murder, look at manslaughter or look
mm-hmm.
at second-degree murder. They weren't given that choice.
Okay.
So they in order to convict, they had to convict of first-degree murder. They didn't want to let her go,
mm-hmm.
hence the lighter sentence for first-degree murder.
Okay. 888-673-1450. You can call up on this. This is the case where the woman walked in mistakenly to another apartment and then thought that there was an intruder and killed him. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. She got 10 years, by the way. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, contrary position. The accident was not
pointing her gun and shooting him. That mm-hmm. wasn't the accident. She did that and knew what she was doing. The action, she went to the wrong apartment. She thought she was in the right apartment, thought mm-hmm. he was a burglar or something like that. But the actual act was not accidental. It cannot be manslaughter. Manslaughter is when you actually do something kind of reckless and you kill somebody. Car accidents are often like that.
Would this be reckless?
Driving reckless. Mm-hmm. But she knew what she was doing. She pointed the gun and shot him. That's why it has to be murder. And okay. it is arguable it could be first degree because she did intentionally pull the gun mm-hmm. and thought about it in a moment. But I think it's more like a second or third, more like a third degree.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I really appreciate the thought. Thank you for that.
Okay. First degree murder is not, I thought about it for 30 seconds and planned it. First degree murder takes forethought,
mm-hmm.
a week, mm-hmm. a month, a
yeah.
few days.
Intent,
where I thought
intent.
About this mm-hmm. murder. Second degree murder is heat of the moment. I walked in on my wife and her mm-hmm. boyfriend. I freaked out. I beat the guy to death.
Right.
That's second degree murder. Third degree murder is manslaughter. People confuse that all the time. Manslaughter and third degree murder are the same thing. Basically, the caller just said, it seems more like third degree murder. That's right. It's mm-hmm. manslaughter.
Interesting. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Interesting point.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Melty, you just said something that is quite important, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You said the jury was not given instructions that they could consider some of these other things.
Right.
And that actually is a whole another can of worms and a whole another mm-hmm. topic, maybe, you know, for certainly another day. And that's a fully informed jury.
That's mm-hmm. right.
If the jury had been fully informed as to what they could do, they wouldn't have to have those instructions to say, you can do this, you can consider this, you need to consider that.
Mm-hmm.
They could have said, we don't like this particular charge. We, as the jury, are going to go off in a completely different direction and do what we think is right, not what we were instructed.
Right. Hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you. 888-673-1450. Go ahead.
Well, that's why I mm-hmm. think the judge tried to give them an out, because the judge didn't believe this was first-degree murder either. But again, the judge is in no position to just let the woman off the hook.
Yeah.
So she had to stay with the conviction.
Mm-hmm.
But she gave the jury a way to say something else by saying, you can look at this as if she was defending her own apartment because she believed it was her own apartment when she walked in.
Okay.
That was their instruction. If they'd have been given the instruction of, if you don't think this is first degree murder, or you don't think it was just a heat of the moment upset, then it's manslaughter, third degree murder. That's the instruction they should have been given. But the prosecutor didn't charge it that way.
Right.
He could have had all three charges in there and let the jury pick.
Okay. All right. 888-673-1450. They're touting this as the hug scene across the world.
Yeah.
So the brother of the victim went and hugged her, the person that...
He's a very devout Christian
and
believes in forgiveness.
Yep. And so that really was. It was touching to
yeah.
see that. And he said, I love you as a person. I don't wish anything bad on you. He said to the 31-year-old defendant. And he said, I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug? And mm-hmm. went and hugged her. And I thought that was a great thing. I've had a lot of guests on the show. I shouldn't say a lot, but I've had a number of them who have come on the show and they forgave the person.
Sure.
That one guy, forgave the person that killed most of his family in a tragic accident. And it's really touching to see that. It kind of reminds us about how we should be. And so I love that part of the story. I thought that was great. They're really turning it into a black-white issue, which I don't think it is. This is just a human issue. This is just humans. It has nothing to do, I think, with color as much as they're making it out to be. But as far as the citizens of this country and as far as we're concerned, even on the level of just being human, I thought that was touching, and I thought it was great that he did that. And what a guy to do that. comes from a, you know, a great family. And so obviously, for him to be able to feel that way and do that. But this case was, it was really, it was, this one's a tough one. This would be, if I was a jury on this, I it would be hard.
It was hard. It was hard. Mm-hmm. You know, the one caller keeps insisting that the fact that she pulled the trigger showed intent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the moment she pulled the trigger, there was intent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what makes it murder. When she walked in the door mm-hmm. and thought
right.
she saw a burglar,
right.
she didn't have intent to kill when she opened that door. There was no intent at that moment to even think anything was wrong.
Yeah, but she might have thought somebody broke in.
Yes. But that doesn't mean it's intent to murder.
Okay. All right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So it's all really, really tragic and really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, we have to think about years ago, it seemed like they would shoot to slow somebody down,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily shoot to kill.
Right.
There's many cases over the last several years that would have been a lot less tragic if they had just shot to slow somebody down,
mm-hmm.
shoot them in a limb instead of taking their life and just mm-hmm. slow them down
right.
to arrest them.
Right.
There's so much of that. And so anyway, that
was the point. Okay. Well, thanks. I'm glad you called in. There was actually a cop that commented on that. And he said one item that I need to correct, because in what I was reading about, they were kind of asserting that there was a middle mass shot that was a kill shot. Right.
Right.
And he said that actually isn't true. He said, we're trained to shoot center mass. He said one item I must correct is that police are trained to shoot center mass as a kill shot. That's incorrect. We're trained to shoot center mass to stop the threat. That's a huge difference. We're not trained to shoot to kill. Once a thought is neutralized, we're trained to stop firing. We're not executioners. It was an interesting thought coming from
that's because, number one, a center mass shot won't necessarily kill.
Mm-hmm.
But to try to, in that situation, to try to aim for a limb,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just doesn't work. Anybody who is familiar with shooting firearms and
mm-hmm.
you just know in that situation you can't say, well, let me just give him a little quick shoulder shot
mm-hmm.
here. Doesn't work that way. That's
yeah.
why you're trained to go for center mass, because you'll hit something then.
Right, right.
But it's not necessarily a kill shot.
Agree, disagree. You're welcome to weigh in. 888-673-1450. I can still squeeze your phone call in. 888-673-1450. It's sad. Sad all the way around. And
it's sad, and everybody appears to agree that something's wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These kind of cases, they're hard. They are. They're really, really tough. I also wanted to mention that the payout, $800 million,
mm-hmm.
right, in the Las Vegas shooting. I wanted to mention that. Might not have time to get there because we'll have a caller. But, you know, just wanted to mention, there are some things I could mention about that. Maybe I'll hold off till tomorrow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As I see it,
mm-hmm.
She's trained as a police officer. She supposedly thought a burglar was in her house, but
mm-hmm.
she had no business shooting unless her life is threatened.
Mm-hmm.
She could say, police.
Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from on that.
Hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be shooting unless her life is threatened. That's
right, because he did not have a gun. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you called in. Thank you for that. That was great.
Yeah, yeah. And the caller's absolutely right. But
mm-hmm.
that doesn't make it first-degree murder.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
doesn't make it first-degree murder that she did something wrong.
Right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I heard it reported that the crowd outside, they were upset when she only received a 10-year sentence.
Yes.
And they were probably close to rioting. But when the brother hugged her, it calmed the crowd down.
Mm.
So that may have prevented a riot.
Interesting. Thank you for that. Thank you. I'm glad you called up. Yeah.
And like it or not,
mm-hmm.
we have a huge
mm-hmm.
history of knowing
mm-hmm.
that politics has gotten involved in our criminal justice system.
Yes.
We know that for a fact.
Yeah. If we could all stop buying into the narrative of the black, white, division in this country because it truly is a narrative.
Yep.
I really do believe that. We would see these things for what they are and not be so caught up in that angle of it. And I do understand where certain people feel like we've been targeted. I get what you're saying. I understand, and I think people do. So that really wasn't directed toward that as much as it is right now. We're in the hub of being divided as a country in race, and that, I'm sorry, that just can't, that just, it just isn't. And they just keep telling us that we are divided by race in that way.
And I believe that's mm-hmm. what was behind the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecutor wanted a strong conviction because of the race issue involved.
Right, right. And we have a lot of issues going on. We try to go case by case on this show. I hate broad brushstrokes on this because I do understand the police state. I do understand. Believe me, I get it. Because we've commented on stories like that, and we pointed things out when cops were in the wrong, and we pointed things out when the people were in the wrong. So we've done both sides. Hi, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, it comes down to the Democrats like to look at people of color and say that they're already victims just by being people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at everybody equally mm-hmm. and then judging them based on their actions, it's right. already this person's a victim because they're black
mm-hmm.
or of a minority race,
right.
and this person, because they're white, Caucasian, or a majority race, they're the perpetrator.
Yeah, yeah,
and
thank you.
That's
yeah.
one of the problems with the liberal idea.
Thank yep. you for that. Appreciate that. We'll close out the show on that. It's. I just hope we are seeing that we're noticing it. And I understand that the other component of that is they feel that they've been targeted for a very long time by police, and I understand. Trust me, I get it.
Sure.
We've covered lots of cases about that, too. And sometimes they are.
Yep.
Sometimes they are, and
no doubt.
And sometimes, you know, I think it's a case-by-case situation, and that's why I hate the broad brushstrokes of that. Uncle Milton, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you. And be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow for our Friday show. Everybody have a good one.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, 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 and I've turned 40.
Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.
November and...